Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Well, there you go. The Lakers, LeBron James, Magic Johnson, Hollywood, and network TV. Matches made in heaven, according to the NBA. And that may be one major answer to our Twizzler Tuesday question, but you are intriguing me with some of your other responses. I'll get back to those on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And then you can also call us, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I have another interesting topic that I want to throw out there. And maybe it's more interesting to me, but I feel like I can spin it in a way that'll be interesting to you as well. So we'll get to that momentarily. But I want to take this call. Joe is in Baltimore. Joe, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Amy, how you doing? I love your show, and I listen to you every night.
Thank
you. I want to run this by you about Tiger. I don't know about Tiger, you know, winning another major or winning another tournament, but he's a great force in sports. He attracts viewers and all that. But sometimes I have thoughts that who won the tournament? A lot of people say, oh, I don't know who won the tournament. But the people that win these tournaments are upcoming or they're good golfers. And it's kind of a distraction not to give them credit because the golfer that won beat Tiger Woods. And I know what everybody likes to hear about Tiger Woods, but you got a lot of good golfers out there beside Tiger Woods. And sometimes I think it's a distraction, but it may be a good distraction for ratings. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, first I need you to clarify. A distraction to whom?
Distraction to the other golfers is what I mean. We're not eyeing on the other good golfing that's in the PGA sometimes, the other people that are winning. We don't even know some of their names. Does that make sense what I'm saying in any way?
Yeah, I mean, I think the golf world is pretty used to that distraction. I mean, let's be honest. I know Tiger's been in and out for the last several years, but that's the way it was before he stopped winning majors, going back to 2008 before he got injured and before he had all the issues in his personal life. That's how it was. Other golfers would answer more questions about Tiger Woods than they would about their own game. So I think that is a phenomenon that we see in many sports. For instance, you talk to a guy on the Patriots, right? If he's on the offense, he's going to be answering questions about Tom Brady. There's a lot of guys on a particular offense anywhere around the NFL where you're not going to know their names, but you're always going to know the quarterback. I mean, that's just the nature of sports. So I understand what you're saying. There are some people that transcend their sports. There are some personalities and names that become household names and personalities that we crave. And I mean, there's no such thing as fair, right? Life is not fair. So I don't generally use fair much when it comes to sports. It's just the way that it is. Tiger has won 14 majors. He hasn't done it without a whole lot of drama. Now here he is trying to come back and win another one for the first time in 10 years. And he is certainly a name and a personality that transcends the sport of golf. I will say I don't believe that Brooks Koepka got overlooked here. I mean, I talked about him as much as I talked about Tiger on my first show of the week. And I saw as every single shot that Brooks Koepka took yesterday on TV, Sunday on TV. I mean, if you watch, you could see every single shot that he took. Okay. Joe, thank you so much for your phone call from Baltimore. I appreciate it. Apparently, I floored him with my answer. I left him speechless. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Did you all hear the story? Did you all hear the story, the report, I guess, coming out of Los Angeles? It's somewhat interesting that we've been talking about the Lakers, but this is the other basketball team, the Clippers. They have fired their analyst after one season. He is former NBA guard. He was a defensive stalwart. Bruce Bowen, you may know him. Bruce wears bow ties when he's on TV. How do I know this? Well, because Bruce and I worked together at my previous network for a time. He was always very gracious, always had a smile on his face, very kind. He would come in and he would sit down. He would answer all my questions in studio. And he also had the expertise of having played on championship teams. He's a former Spur. He played under Greg Popovich. So if there is a player out there, or a former player out there, who I believe brings some credibility to the issue of Kawhi Leonard and the Spurs, it would be someone who played for Greg Popovich, played in that organization. Now,
why not?
Does he know Kawhi Leonard personally? That I don't know. But I would rather hear the opinion of someone who was on the inside with the Spurs than someone who wasn't. Bruce Bowen offered his comments, his thoughts about Kawhi Leonard and the injury that kept him from playing all but 9 games last season. And for sharing his opinion, he got fired by the Clippers. I want you to hear what he had to say, and this is only a snippet of it. The rest of it's available out there on the interwebs. But Bruce was a guest on SiriusXM NBA Radio. And they were talking about Kawhi Leonard, and it sounds like, well, we'll just listen to it together. It may not have been in the last week that he said this. I don't know exactly when his appearance was. If you wanted to Google that, just so I have some context. But here's what Bruce had to say about Kawhi Leonard missing most of last season with San Antonio.
There's nothing but excuses going on. Mm-hmm. So first it was, well, I was misdiagnosed. Look here, you got $18 million this year, and you think that they're trying to rush you? You didn't play, for the most part, a full season this year, and you're the go-to guy. You're the franchise, and you want to say that they didn't have your best interest at heart? Are you kidding me? Not one time has Kawhi come out and said anything to the effect of, you know what, hey, I really enjoy being in San Antonio, or I can't stand what's going on here in San Antonio. Not one time has he said anything.
Again, just a snippet of Bruce Bowen on SiriusXM NBA Radio, and this happened in late June, so it was pre-Kawhi trade to Toronto. Just to restate, Bowen played for the Spurs. He won 3 titles with the Spurs. So you can certainly imagine his loyalty to Greg Popovich and the organization. So that's his perspective. But his point that he's making is not necessarily to question whether Kawhi was injured, but to question the claim that came from Kawhi's camp that the Spurs did not have his best interest at heart, that they were asking him to come back on the court and play when he was still hurt, that they were putting him in harm's way before he was completely healthy by sending him out there on the basketball court. And Bruce's point is, are you kidding me? They've got all this money invested in you, and you're their franchise guy. They're not putting you back out in a situation where you're not completely healthy because they don't want you to get even more injured, or they don't want you to be on the shelf any longer than you have to be. At least that's what I took away from it, is that Bruce was defending the organization against any claims that they did not have Kawhi's best interest at heart, that they only cared about having Kawhi back on the court. They didn't care whether or not he was fully healthy. And what Bruce is saying is, no, he's their number one guy. They want to protect him. They don't want him to get hurt again. Of course they have his best interests at heart. Now, he did go on to say a couple of other things that were a little more pointed about Kawhi Leonard. Remember, he started that particular soundbite with, I think there's nothing but excuses going on. But then he went on to talk about how Kawhi hasn't spoken up. He hasn't communicated. He hasn't said how much he's enjoyed playing in San Antonio. He's not tried to clear up the issue. So Bruce was critical of the way Kawhi has handled the whole thing. But mostly I feel as though he was defending the organization for which he had played for so many years. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Would you believe the Clippers fired him? The Clippers. He had just paired up with play-by-play announcer Ralph Lawler. And if you're a Clippers fan, or if you're just an NBA fan, you know who Ralph is. So he had just paired up with Ralph Lawler. And after the comments got back to the Clippers, they decided to fire him. Now follow me here. Kawhi will be a free agent after next season. The speculation is that he has no interest in staying in Toronto. Maybe that will change. Maybe he succeeds really well there and he likes it. But Kawhi hates the cold. And I guess when the All-Star game was there in Toronto, he never went outside because he hates the cold. He's from Southern California. And he has already indicated, well, his camp has indicated that he intends to sign with a team in L.A. when he becomes a free agent. Well, there are two teams in L.A. One is the Lakers, which right now would seem to be the more attractive option only because he could play with LeBron James, who is signed for 3 years. But the Clippers are also a team in L.A. I am floored by this. The Clippers actually fired Bruce Bowen for criticizing the way that Kawhi handled this season, handled himself and handled his relationship with the team. The Clippers fired Bruce Bowen over those comments because they might have a shot at signing Kawhi Leonard. Are you kidding me? They fired Bruce Bowen, a three-time NBA champion, because if Kawhi was interested in coming to the Clippers, they want him to know now, in the summer of 2018, that they think he's more important and they support him more than they support the guy they hired to be on their basketball broadcast. Holy cow. I can't get over this. Again, if you understand where Bruce Bowen's coming from, he played for Coach Pop. He won three titles with the Spurs. He spent the bulk of his career in that organization. He understands how the team operates, and he's defending his former team and his former coach against claims from Kawhi's camp that they didn't have his best interest at heart. And as a former player himself, I believe, but he also believed, he had the credibility to criticize the way a current player is handling his business. He didn't say Kawhi's a punk. He didn't say Kawhi deserves this or this or this or this. But as a former player who went through the rigors of the NBA schedule and achieved success at the highest level, like Kawhi has with the Spurs, did with the Spurs, in my opinion, Bruce has the right to offer an opinion as someone who went through it. It's not like Bruce never played in the NBA and doesn't have that same level of credibility or that same level of insight. No, he's offering advice. He's offering his opinion as a guy who has been where Kawhi has been.
What you said is correct.
And yet the Clippers think that's so offensive that Kawhi might not consider their organization over a radio and TV announcer. And so they fired Bruce Bowen.
You can't handle the truth.
Holy cow. I sincerely hope that Kawhi does not sign with the Clippers. Only because I don't know if he'd be in a good situation there, considering how they handle their business. Gosh, it just seems to me like another example of how the athletes are more coddled. They're more protected. They're more sheltered these days. I mean, are you serious? I can't get over it. It's not like Kawhi is with the Clippers now. he might give the Clippers a sit down when he becomes a free agent. And so for that reason, a year in advance, the Clippers do away with Bruce Bowen for giving the opinions that he was hired to give.
Oh my God.
Isn't this why you bring in a former NBA champion and put him on your broadcast? It's because you want the insight that he offers as a guy who went through it. I mean, I feel like it's a good thing that Bruce got out now, if that's how the Clippers limit what their announcers are allowed to say and when. Gosh. I mean, I guess I wish I could talk to Bruce about it. Like I said, he was always really good to me. He was very friendly. We did a bunch of interviews late night. But I guess this is the world that we live in now. You definitely need to know your audience. I'm very careful when I do other podcasts, when I do other radio shows. I mean, I'm careful on my own radio show. I try to think about everything before I say it, if there's any chance it could reflect poorly on my employer. Because I need to know my audience. And I also need to know who CBS partners with. I've gotten in the past before making a sarcastic remark about an advertiser that we had on CBS Sports Radio. I don't even remember who it was. But I got a sternly worded email from the boss telling me to never do that again. So you got to know. You got to know who the partners are. You got to know where your bread is buttered. But I still can't believe that's what the Clippers hired him for. He's giving his opinion and sharing advice with a current NBA player, as someone who already did it himself for years at the highest level. But that honesty, that opinion is not welcome, just in case the Clippers have a shot at Kawhi Leonard a year down the road.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
You know who else's feels are much better than they were? CBS, the PGA Tour, everybody involved in the ratings bonanza. And then there's Brooks Koepka, who is still the winner. If it's me, now I'm older than Brooks Koepka, and I understand I'm a female, and so sometimes the combination of those two things about me make me less inclined to get a chip on my shoulder or to get annoyed at someone else getting attention when I feel like I deserve it. When I was younger, I certainly did have that chip every now and then when it came to the business, but I don't much anymore. I'm just kind of content where I am and I'm good. But if you're Brooks Koepka, are you not a little bit annoyed? Or maybe on the flip, because he's got an unflappable personality, you're just giggling to yourself. All of these TV networks and all of these radio and TV shows falling all over themselves to talk about Tiger Woods, and I'm the one holding the Wanamaker trophy. You know what I say to that? Boom, Brooks Koepka. Boom. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You're answering our Twizzler Tuesday question. I like it. Some of you on Facebook, Mark says, nobody commands attention like Tiger. I wonder if anyone ever will. That being said, LeBron is probably the closest. I don't know. From my perspective as someone who covers sports for a living and recognizes the unbelievable, undeniable, unmatched interest in football, I feel like Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, there are quarterbacks who will bring that same attention. Peyton Manning definitely did. Brett Favre definitely did. You just don't see the increase in ratings like you would with a Tiger because golf is struggling without him in many cases because there's so many different guys who are winning tournaments as opposed to one who's dominating like Tiger was in his heyday. But also because the NFL is generally healthy when it comes to ratings. I know you can point to a tick down here or there, but the league itself overall and the TV ratings itself overall are not nearly as impacted as what we see for, say, award shows or reality TV or other sports broadcasts. So you can find me on Facebook After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I like Dwayne's suggestion of Aaron Judge. I feel like he could, if he continues to hit home runs, the mammoth the way he does, that megawatt smile. He's obviously really tall. He's a giant, but a gentle giant. If he continues to produce, he could definitely be in that category. So who are the singular athletes, whether male or female, who can generate the same level of interest as a Tiger Woods can? A-Law Radio or Facebook, and then 855-212-4227. Let's do one call here. And then actually, following our update, you have got to hear L.A. Rams. I almost said Lambs. Lambs coach, because the Lambs are scary. L.A. Rams coach Sean McVay was mic'd up at a recent practice. It was awesome.
Go Rams.
Cody is in San Francisco. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, Amy? How's it going?
Good.
Good, good. So I just want to talk about Tiger for a second. In terms of him being, like, back, I agree he's back in a sense. Like, he's back where he's going to compete, which is all you can really ask for. But to think that he's just going to go back to, like, 2, 3, 4, 5 Tiger, I don't think that is reasonable. He's 42 right now. He's only going to get older. Mm-hmm. And I love Tiger. You know, don't get me wrong. So I don't want to sound like I'm hating on Tiger. I just want to be real. Do I think he can and will win a major or two or three here and there? Yeah, I think he will. But I don't think it's something we should expect every weekend or especially every major for him to just be winning like he used to, which was the standard for a long time. When Tiger was in a tournament, you didn't just expect him to compete. You expected him to win. So for him now, it's like, can he compete? Well, yeah, he's going to compete. But at the end of the day, for him especially, he's like a Michael Jordan where it doesn't matter if you compete. You have to win. And so I don't know if that's going to happen. But I hope it does because I love him. Mm. And I love listening to you. And I appreciate it.
Thanks, Cody. I appreciate you weighing in from San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how many people expect him to be the same as he was. I agree with Cody. That's unrealistic, but I haven't heard many people have those same expectations. 4 back surgeries, multiple knee surgeries, 10 years removed from winning his last major. He's 42. The rest of the field, the majority of the field he's competing against, at least the guys who are among the best in the world, are in their mid-20s, mid to late 20s. I don't know that even Tiger would have those same expectations. Though, of course, when he steps out there on the course, as every golfer, he believes that he has the ability to win. But no, it's not the same guy because he's not the same guy going back to his heyday. All right, coming up next, the latest on a contract for Aaron Donald and Donald Penn. But even better, sorry, Donald, Rams head coach Sean McVay. He is vim and vigor. Holy cow. He brings the energy, and I do mean the noise, along with it. Woo, wait till you hear him mic'd up at practice.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Good morning to you. We have left Monday in the dust. We are moving on to a Twizzler Tuesday. Twizzlers make everything better. Unless, of course, you don't like Twizzlers. I feel like there's a flavor for everyone, though. For instance, I do not like black licorice. I don't like black jelly beans either, the ones that taste like black licorice. But I do love the other flavors of Twizzlers. And so it's a Twizzler Tuesday, and we're asking you what singular athlete, one person, male or female, can bring the same eyeballs and earballs to TV and radio as Tiger Woods can. If you didn't hear the ratings for the final round of the PGA Championship on Sunday on CBS were up 69% from a year ago. Now, keep in mind, that's not all because of Tiger Woods. A lot of it is, of course. But you've got to consider where the ratings were a year ago. Who was winning? What was going on? The PGA Championship is not like the Masters. It's not like the U.S. Open. It's not one of the more high-profile majors. And so the ratings were down. Even down from averages. And obviously, Tiger Woods and a crowded leaderboard and some bigger names the majority of the reason is because fans were so thrilled to potentially see Tiger win another major for the first time in 10 years. But that 69% is also because they were so far down last year. Either way, what other athlete? Maybe a Serena Williams? Maybe a Roger Federer? I'm trying to think about solo athletes. Solo sports. But is it a Tom Brady? Is it an Aaron Rodgers? It certainly was a Peyton Manning. Peyton brought people to TV that weren't even football fans. I'll never forget the conversation I had with my neighbor when I first moved in. It was like the first fall that I had moved into my current house. And I saw her out on the street and she was wearing a Broncos sweatshirt. And I said to her, oh my gosh, are you a Broncos fan? Oh no, I'm just a Peyton Manning fan. She's like, I don't really know much about football. I just love Peyton.
50 Omaha said hi.
Yeah, well, Peyton is one of those guys. But I certainly think that you've got the potential with a guy like a Carson Wentz, a guy like a Deshaun Watson if he can stay healthy. There are some young quarterbacks in the NFL that will bring eyeballs to TVs. LeBron James, Steph Curry. I like the thought of Aaron Judge. That one's interesting. I don't think yet, but it could be. Could be a possibility. We haven't seen Mike Trout on the playoff stage in so long that I wonder if that's getting lost. But Tiger has already got that clout and that credibility, and the numbers reflect it. So who else can do that? A-Law Radio or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Now, moving on to the Rams. Could be a big season for them. Aaron Donald, two-time Defensive Player of the Year, according to multiple reports, is close to a new contract with the Rams. All right, so could have a new contract in place before their next preseason game. Looks like an announcement is imminent, though there's been no timetable set. But according to the Twitter account Downtown Rams, there's not a name on it, but they put this post up 15 hours ago. Rams and defensive end Aaron Donald expected to come to an agreement on a massive deal that would pay Donald $24 million per year with guarantees in the $65 to $70 million range. Yeah. Ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. So according to Downtown Rams' Twitter account, Donald will get a new deal very soon worth about $24 million per year. And then the guarantees would be between $65 million and $70. It's the only place I've seen those numbers. And so that's why I mentioned this particular Twitter account. Regardless, though, multiple sources have indicated that they're very close and that Donald's holdout could soon be over, which is good. I'm glad that they've come to some agreement. They went from being in the same ballpark to now being close on an actual contract that he can sign. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Far more entertaining than that, Sean McVay, head coach of the Rams, was mic'd up at practice. And the Rams Twitter account put a montage together. Now, the whole thing was humorous. His energy will make you tired just listening to him. We didn't pull the whole thing, but Isaac and I watched the 3 minutes that were on Twitter, and we pulled about 50 seconds of good stuff. And it starts by him going over to the bikes where Marcus Peters is pedaling furiously, and McVay warns him about what's going on.
Hey, they got me mic'd today, too, just to let you guys know. Got me mic'd today, just so you know.
Oh, are you 5-0?
I'm a narc. At least I warned you.
Give me one of the play calls off the top of your head.
Play call? Trips right tight, yuck, pass 14 Wanda Man, X strike, can it with 14 Wanda Man. That's like if that's the same thing as saying to, okay, we got dime nine and 2x2, we got a stack. Hey, alert under right here. That sounds like foreign language to other people too. Right. You know, but that's simple. That's your language.
Here we go. Individual, let's go. On the hop. Everybody's moving. Urgency. Let's go. Get lined up defense. Let's go. Hollywood Bunch.
Hollywood Bunch. We got Screamer, Scary, Soap, House, Malone and Rodman. A lot of good options right there for you. Zero, zero. Good. Gotcha.
He's out there running around the whole time. They go into what they call their four-minute drill, so not a two-minute drill. They go into their four-minute drill, two timeouts plus the two-minute warning, and he expects them to score. And he's jawing back and forth with his coordinators about the plays that they're making and they're calling. It's good stuff. Go to the Rams Twitter account and you can watch the 3 minutes. But man alive, I'm telling you to wear you out, especially this early in the morning. If you're just waking up, I would give it some time before you watch it. Because he will make you feel like you have accomplished absolutely nothing with your life. Because he is so full of energy, running around, talking the whole time. Now, there's one point at which he says, son of a gun. And I wonder, is that because he's mic'd up? Because you don't often hear guys under 40 say son of a gun. I don't say son of a gun, although I do think it's funny. I think when my grandma used to say son of a gun, it was funny. And so I don't know how much he tempered or changed his approach based on the fact that he was wearing a mic. But over the course of an entire practice, at some point you're going to forget that you're wearing a mic. I mean, you just have to be comfortable in your own skin. I'm doing a radio show, but if I sat here the whole time and was like, oh my gosh, the mic is on. No, it just becomes part of the conversation and you forget if you're good enough at your job or if your job has become comfortable enough to you, you forget that there's a microphone there and you just talk. Otherwise, you're talking at people and not with people and to people. So I don't know if he would change his approach at all based on the fact that he was wearing a mic. But I love the part at the beginning where he says to Marcus Peters, just to let you know, it's like he's warning them. I just want to let you know I'm wearing a mic, so be careful what you say. And Marcus Peters responds with, oh, you're 5-0.
I'm a narc.
It's good stuff. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
First right tight, yuck, pass 14 Wanda Man, X strike, can it with 14 Wanda Man.
And then Peter's face is like, what? He's like, call a play right now. So good.
Hut.
That's a good one too, Mom. Way to go. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio with our toll-free line, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Let's see. Let's talk to Ron, who is in Ontario. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy.
Hello.
I've got a man crush for you.
Okay.
How about Barry Bonds chasing Hank Aaron?
Is he still?
No.
You're right. He's definitely not.
But I thought that was one that held the headlines for a long time. Every time he came to bat, they switched over to watch him hit.
True, especially when he was pursuing those home run records. It was the same in the summer of 1998. I'll never forget watching the live coverage of Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire every time they were at the plate.
That's right. It was very exciting.
All right. Now, did you bring that up because Barry just had his number retired, or?
No, I was just, you brought up the subject today, and I was listening, and I just, that came right to my mind.
Oh, okay, so in the past, you're saying Barry Bonds had the ability to bring the eyeballs to the TVs.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Thank you.
I appreciate that, Ron. Thanks for the reminder. Yeah, certainly, whether you liked it or not, and there are a lot of people that dislike Barry Bonds and that believe he cheated over, you know, the course of his career. You still saw him. He still, love or hate him, and I mean sports hate, you still got his stats, his accomplishments, his home runs every time he was at bat and every night on TV or radio. It was constant. After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio, Alex is in Green Bay. Alex, I just gave you 45 seconds. I'm sorry, go.
Hey, one of the athletes that I think is super popular and must watch is Conor McGregor. Tiger is up there too, obviously. He gets to be on CBS like every weekend during the summer. Connor gets pay-per-view numbers like crazy. Like, you have to pay to see him, and millions of people watch him, whether they want to see him succeed or fail. I think he's must-watch, and his soundbites are often must-listen to. I'll hang up.
All right. Thanks, Alex. I appreciate that call in Green Bay. Yeah, that one's interesting. I kind of feel like when guys have levels of controversy to them, very often that means that fans are more interested. Honestly, let's cut to the chase here. We tend to pay more attention to the athletes who are train wrecks. We tend to pay more attention to the athletes that have a little dark side to them. And so people love that about Conor McGregor, the fact that he's a bit of a thug. We got 1 hour to go. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.